A reading from John 2, 8-11. Then he told them, "Now draw some out, and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." This, the first of his miraculous signs, Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him.
Yesterday we had started this section, the wedding at Cana, and Jesus is asked by his mother to involve himself in a small domestic problem here, and perhaps one would think that this is too small for him to bother with because the wedding has run out of wine, but I think when Jesus responds, he responds, "Why have you involved me in this?" But then he is obedient, which I think is very important. And then we follow this strange occurrence. I mean, it's supernatural. You have these large jugs of water, and then suddenly, not only have they become wine, they've become better than the wine served at the beginning of a wedding ceremony. And everybody it's done semi in secret too, which is interesting. And this is, as it says at the end here, this is the first and first of his miraculous signs. There are others coming, and he thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. He revealed his glory to whom?
Well, to those who would have been at the feast and those who knew, the servants really, and the disciples who would have had an insight in his own mother. It's a lot of interesting things happening here. You said it's a minor disaster. It's a major disaster. It's a shameful thing to throw a party in the Semitic culture and to run out of food or to run out of wine. And so Jesus really steps in to save face for these people. And the fact that he produces a wine that was better than the original, I mean, just interesting details in the moving of the story. And the fact that the disciples follow this, I heard someone say once that the disciples are the only ones we see in the New Testament who follow without having a miracle happen on their behalf. Others are healed and then they follow. Others experience deliverance and then they follow. And the disciples, they observe a miracle that's done for someone else, and they believe, their faith is pushed forward. There's a lot in this passage that's just so rich.
I think you're absolutely right about the shame that would come by running out of the supplies for the wedding. But this is kind of an odd thing for the first miraculous sign from the one who will be the Messiah. It's nothing is too small for Jesus, is I guess what I was trying to say. And yet it's large in the sense of the impact it has right there and then at that moment.
There's a certain hilarious largeness of Jesus as well. It seems like a rather frivolous miracle. And yet the kingdom of God in its seriousness is also full of bounty. Perfume jars are going to be broken up open with lots of perfume poured upon his feet and extravagant worship. And he's going to call people to extravagant type of living. Jesus is hilarious in what he calls into existence, and it starts with a rather wild miracle.